When I travelled up to Manchester and Liverpool a week or so ago, the weather had taken a sharp turn towards winter. I cursed myself for leaving my hat and gloves at home as I was battling along against a cutting wind. I spent my working days speaking to destitute asylum seekers who came through the doors of Refugee Action's offices. These are people who, due to our unjust and ineffective asylum system, are forced into unbearable living conditions during the winter, with no secure roof over their heads and without sufficient food to eat on a day-to-day basis. On the run-up to Christmas, we'll be sharing a few of these stories with you in more depth. Siamand is the first person I spoke to with the help of an Arabic translator. As a young person who'd fled war and braved a long and grueling journey in efforts to find sanctuary in the UK, it was surprising to learn that even though he'd been granted refugee status, flaws in the system and lack of adequate support and guidance meant that Siamand was imminently homeless and had to rely on the kindness of strangers each day just to buy food. This was a common scenario, I learned, when people are granted refugee status and then suddenly have their support withdrawn and are forced out of Home Office provided temporary accommodation with nowhere to move on to. People like Siamand find themselves in an extremely vulnerable and bewildering situation. An Arabic-speaking Refugee Action caseworker offered Siamand advice and some money for food, and a volunteer helped to find him a room in a hostel and to apply for a job seeker's allowance. At least now there is hope for Siamand. The majority of cases are more desperate still. I met Abdi, who just turned 19 years old, from Somalia. Abdi was stuck in a limbo land where the UK government won't give him support and have refused his asylum claim, yet they won't deport him back to his home country as it's considered too unsafe.
I never, feel a cold like this. When I sleep in the streets, it's difficult to me. I can't take it.
In Abdi's case, a Refugee Action caseworker suspected he had not received sufficient legal advice or quality legal representation. In cases like this, they help individuals to assess the potential for making a fresh claim or to appeal their decision and to find new legal representation. Every individual I've spoken to told me how relieved they felt to be listened to. Their often extremely difficult pasts are so rarely recognised or acknowledged by people they are meeting now here in the UK. By sharing our Voices of Destitution series, and by supporting our Destitution Christmas Appeal, you'll help keep our doors open and help provide a place for refugees to come in from the cold this winter. Thank you.